Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.
Seachtain, an Indo-Askeilige.
Táim I mon iarachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chur, agus súligam amach an seo, gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara I gcuir na meáin an cheistin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthchar na reachtam. Iadach sé tarrin gribhan ar chur san I lis dúhal agus gimine fnacht gór a clig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhin áon tar dorach sa sin, bhin marav.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Is it possible for a brand new phone from a brand new company to capture your Apple or Samsung bound cash? Well, if there's one person who might be able to pull it off, it's Carl Pei. 9 years ago, the Swedish entrepreneur co-founded OnePlus, which shook up the market with its high-spec Android smartphones on a budget. Now, he's back with a totally new company and a new phone.
Modern smartphone releases have become quite boring. It's usually about specs and features. For us, with the Phone One, we wanted to bring something fresh to the market. We start off with a modern smartphone as a canvas to build upon, but then we really did something interesting on the back. We call it the Glyph interface.
The company is called Nothing. The phone is called Phone One. This week, I flew to London to see what all the hype is about.
You will see things which are transformed. It's a different view, a different experience of our existence.
I'm Adrian Weckler, this is The Big Tech Show, and this is what I think of the phone, having used it for a few days. Let me take a second to talk first about the launch event, one of the first big ones post-COVID. Now, imagine being in a converted cardboard warehouse. Now imagine it has two floors of densely packed 20-something blokes in t-shirts. Up pops a giant screen with Carl Pei talking about why Nothing actually is something.
The first reaction I had to the Phone One when I first held it in my hand was, wow, this is really light. And when I've been showing this to friends, that's also their first reaction, because in the past year or so, I've been using the iPhone, and the iPhone is really heavy because it comes with a steel frame, whereas the Phone One comes with an aluminum frame. So that's the main difference. Another really core part of the experience for a smartphone is the OS.
The video roll ends. Carl walks in, circles the floor, does a live interview on what it all means.
Starting off by asking a rudimentary question, but I absolutely must. Mm-hmm. Day's finally here. How are you feeling?
You know, it feels so unreal. 1.5 years ago, this was all just like words, yeah, and ideas. And 1.5 years later, it's getting so real. It's finally launching. It's a very emotional day for me.
But what about the phone itself? Well, its main appeal, other than that €469 price, which is half the price of an iPhone 13, is a system of 900 Glyph micro LED lights built into the rear of the phone, which are customizable as ringtones and alerts. The idea here is that you know who's calling or texting before even looking at the phone's screen.
What does it do? It looks really cool, but what's the function behind it? There's a couple of things. First of all, we've perfectly synced the Glyph lights with our ringtones. Let me show you. Our intention is for you to set different ringtones and different corresponding Glyph patterns for different people. You'll remember those, and if you're in a meeting or at a dinner and you don't want to always be on your phone, you can flip your phone over. It will turn all your ringtones to silent, and the Glyph combinations will tell you who's trying to call you. So it's like a visual dialer or a visual ringtone almost.
Otherwise, it's a decent, if fairly standard, 6.5-inch Android smartphone. It has 128 gigabytes of storage. It has 8 gigabytes of RAM. It has two decent cameras, a good OLED screen, a Snapdragon 778 Plus chip, which allows for reverse charging. Is the Nothing phone really something that will turn our heads? I asked Ben Wood, chief analyst at CCS Insight, who was also at the packed launch of the phone.
I think it's a super ambitious project by Carl and the team at Nothing. This really is against all the odds. The reality is that the market doesn't need another smartphone, but here's someone who's got courage in his conviction, who's prepared to try and bring a phone to market. And although there's been a lot of talk about the interface on the device, this flashing rear screen, personally, I think the big story is probably the price, which at £399 is going head-to-head with Apple's iPhone SE.
Do you think it's going more against Apple or against other Android phones?
The reality is that the real center of gravity will be competing with other Android phones, but the aspiration and the ambition of Nothing is to try and get people who would like an iPhone but maybe can't afford it. And if you look at the technology enthusiasts that Carl has nurtured through his time at OnePlus and now here at Nothing with the edgy marketing campaign, the design, and all of the other features, I think they could have a crack at some of the people who aspire to have an iPhone but want something slightly different.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you think that people just regard phones as being the same these days?
Absolutely, and Carl used a phrase which I coined back in 2015 when he was talking about smartphones, which was, we're living in a sea of sameness. And I used that term back in the Galaxy S6 Edge. It's years and years ago, a lifetime in the smartphone market. And he's absolutely right. And the challenge they have, of course, is even though they've tried to make it stand out from the crowd, we're in a position where it essentially looks like an iPhone with Android on it. And until the lights flash on the back, that's kind of what you're getting, but at a very punchy price.
Are you surprised that he went for an iPhone-like shape to the casing? It looked like an iPhone 12 or an iPhone 13.
I was surprised when I first saw it, but I guess the success of the iPhone proves that it's a proven form factor. People like that. They like the feel of it in the phone. It allowed him to do some things like the 100% recycled aluminium, which is something Apple's been doing for years. And I guess in terms of scaling it up, there's probably some commonality in terms of scale on components and those sorts of things that maybe he was able to leverage.
Finally, what do you think of the name, Nothing?
I think it's an inspired choice because it can be used in a lot of wordplay. It is different. It catches people's attention. I wrote a little piece about it today, and it was just, all or nothing kind of, any phrases. There's lots of things you can use. So hats off to them for trying to do something different, being very bold in a hyper-competitive market, and I wish them the very best of luck.
Now, budget-wise, this is in the same tier as a Google Pixel 6a at €459 or a Samsung A53 at €459. These are decent phones, but arguably lack personality. In a world of black slabs, the whole point here is identifiability.
Another feature we have here is that all the glyphs are next to the functional areas of the phone. So this one is next to the charging port. As you're charging your phone, this becomes like a progress bar to show how much you've charged. The one here in the middle is next to the wireless charging coil. So when you're charging or reverse charging something, this will light up to indicate that it's being in use.
Even so, who might that appeal to? Well, I asked Dan Rice from Grounded Tech on YouTube.
I like what they're bringing to the table. I think it's something a little bit different, a little bit more unique, and I think it's aimed at techies. You know, there's not a lot of phones now that are really aimed at those sorts of people. It's more, they tend to go for the popular, the crowd.
Phones are boring.
Yes, and I think that's what Carl emphasizes, that phones are a little bit boring now and they are trying to do something a little bit different. And I think we're only just sort of seeing the start of that. And I think there's going to be a lot to come in terms of the software and even more designs and things as well, hardware as well.
What do you use yourself, what phone?
I'm actually using a Sony Xperia. So something, not many people use these anymore. But
okay, so you know all about niche phones then?
Yes. That's my thing. I was a Windows phone guy back in the day. And I went from there to Google Pixel. And I sort of switched between Pixels, Xperias. That sort of thing, yeah.
So would you buy one of these?
I think I would. I think it's going to be a tough sell to the majority of people, but I don't think they're aiming it at the majority, as I say. I think a lot of people are going to be more suited to the Pixel 6a that's coming along. Same price. That's going to be more suitable to most people, I think. But other than the Pixel having very nice cameras. I think this phone actually offers a lot and quite a bit more in some ways. So yeah, I think it's good choice.
What do you think of the lights flashing on and off on the back?
I think it's, as I say, I think it's different. And I think that'll be quite good for accessibility as well for people that are deaf in particular. I think that's a really nice thing to have because it's a very sort of in-your-face design. And yeah, I like the fact that it syncs with, you can sync with your ringtones and things as well, even your custom ringtones, which I think is quite neat. And yeah, I think they're just going to maybe implement different features with it as well along the way. I think we're, as I say, we're only just sort of seeing what they are bringing to the table. And I think there'll be a lot more to come.
So, how will this phone actually do? My hunch is that at this price point, it has a decent chance of capturing an enthusiast's phone budget. Nothing has already sold almost 600,000 of its earbuds, which came out of nowhere. So the hype that's been drummed up over the Phone 1 may well be enough to put it into a lot of people's hands. Personally, I like it. I like that there's a phone company doing something a little different. I think the styling of the phone, which is almost identical to an iPhone 12 from a distance, is cheeky, but it'll probably work in the Phone 1's favor.
In the past year or so, I've been using the iPhone, and the iPhone is really heavy because it comes with a steel frame, whereas the Phone 1 comes with an aluminum frame. So that's the main difference.
Its real competition is probably the Pixel 6a. If you're interested in this phone, you're not a Samsung buyer. Nothing's Phone 1 goes on sale later this month. And for me, Adrian Weckler, bye-bye.